two more. Another version of that lament for expertitis was delivered by one Augustine Burrell, who said, "How these authors magnify their office. One dishonest plumber does more harm than 100 poetasters." I love that. Oh, this poem, you know, what should be the epigraph for this poem would come from Jean Cocteau, who said that children and lunatics cut the Gordian knot which the poet spends his life patiently trying to untie. Melted money. You know that stuff, that gelt you get at Christmas? You don't get gelt at Christmas Day. That gelt you get at Hanukkah? That, yeah, you leave it near the hearth. It's not like grown-ups' money. It's really affected by weather. I mean, it's great. Something I like about it, a responsive money. Money with soul. Melted money. Time and time again we told them not to leave their stuff so near the stove. But children have no past. They don't believe in futures. Wiles and wiles of smoke unwind from houses, causing more or less sky, I can't tell. I spent my life forgetting music's nature is to pour right off the measured page, and intuition floods the calendar, and animals go stitching our enumerated yards together, world already without end. A little gold spills out from windows. Everyone has spent too much on God's next birthday. Thanks to the invisible, we are alive. Take heat. You can't directly see it, but it spins a shadow just as clear as its subtended stove. It is the meaning of the stove and moving off from it. The children now are nowhere to be seen. The children's pictures look undone. The flesh-colored crayons are starting to melt into the earth-colored ones.